KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Shape of Water is a flow of sumptuous images set to music, a flood tide of feelings with a mythic undertow. Describing the beauties of Guillermo del Toro's romantic fable can lead to burbly verbal excesses because it's such an exotic and erotic mixture. Weird science straight out of the comic books, Cold War intrigue, man's equal opportunity in humanity to man, plus other species, and a lonely woman's love for a creature that might have come from a long-ago lagoon. Until now, del Toro has been best known for his comic book adaptation, especially a pair of Hellboy epics, and most celebrated for a pair of horror films with haunting political resonance, The Devil's Backbone and Pan's Labyrinth. This time, directing from a script he wrote with Vanessa Taylor, he's made a movie that uses the power of classic cinema to pull its themes together more or less seamlessly. For openers, a surreal dream of an opening sequence, there's Eliza, a heroine right out of the silent era, played by Sally Hawkins. Eliza is a cleaning woman at a military research facility in early 1960s Baltimore. She's mute but not deaf, having lost her voice in childhood, and she reminds us how intense silent films could be. Sally Hawkins gives the best performance of the year with the most heart-piercing silence you've ever seen. Eliza lives over a faded movie palace, and movie love, particularly movie musical love, is a bond between her and her neighbor Giles, a lonely freelance illustrator. He's played charmingly by Richard Jenkins. Then Eliza discovers at the facility where she mops and cleans an extremely live swim-alike of the title character in the 1954 sci-fi classic Creature from the Black Lagoon. He doesn't have a name. He's called only the Asset or the Thing by his U.S. military captors, who've imprisoned him in a bolted-down tank that looks like something out of Jules Verne. The thing we keep in there is an affront, says Michael Shannon Strickland, a particularly evil security officer. The military doesn't win hearts or minds here. They're cartoon schemers at the height of the Cold War. But neither does a nest of Soviet spies and research scientists who plan to steal the creature and, just as the Americans want to do, turn him into some sort of a space race weapon. Eliza, on the other hand, comes off as the savior she was fated to be from the first moment she looked into the creature's sideways blinking eyes. He's the beast and she is beauty, determined to rescue her bescaled beloved from those who would exploit him or, in the name of research, reduce him to sushi. The first time I saw The Shape of Water at the Telluride Film Festival last fall, it was raining so hard that the movie gods seemed to be smiling down in their oblique way. Now they'll smile on every theater that shows the film. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.